Hello?
Hello, Yolene?
Yes, this is Yolene.
Oh, no, it says Yolene here. You're wrong. It's Yolene, not Yolene.
No, I'm sorry. It's Yolene.
Oh, well, I'm calling from the shoe store. So this is Yolene?
Yo, it's Yolene, but it's pronounced... In America, it's pronounced Yolene, but in Haiti, it will be Yolene because it has an accent mark on it, first E.
Oh, I don't think that's right. I think it's Yolene.
No, I'm telling you my name. My name is Yolene.
You're pronouncing it wrong, though. It's Yolene. It's because there's a...
No.
Maybe they put in the...
I'm from Haiti, and you put a... If you put an accent mark on an E...
Where's...
It's really Yolene. Yolene O'Neill.
Where's Haiti?
That's my name.
Where is Haiti at? Is that like in Arkansas or something?
No, it's in the south. It's in the middle
of... Yeah, Arkansas is in the south.
No, I'm sorry. I am from...
Should be.
The island of Haiti.
Arkansas is not in an island. Come on.
I know. I understand, but I'm from Haiti, the island. It's in Central America.
No, it's more like on the southeast of America. It's
no,
like it's right
it's
down there by
Central,
Mississippi.
You're right, but it's called Central America. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
It's where Jamaica and Puerto Rico and Cuba. It's around it.
Jamaica
area.
Jamaica's in Florida. That's nowhere near Arkansas.
No, I think you're wrong. Jamaica's not in Florida. Well, I know there's a Jamaica in Florida, but it's not that city. It's Jamaica's an island in southern in Central America.
Well, anyway, who cares? The thing that matters is they spelt your name wrong in this thing. It's actually
no, it's
Yolene.
Okay. I understand.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't.
It's
I tell them what it is, just spell it, and they put it Y O L E N, and that's.
Yeah.
All I can do, like you, I said.
That's Yolene.
I'm not in Haiti.
Yolene.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Yolene.
You can call me Yolene, but I tell you my name is Yolene.
Well, no, you're saying it wrong. It's actually Yolene. Like, I think it's because you're not from America, so you don't know how to pronounce
no.
it. It's Yolene.
No, I'm not from America. You're right. I'm from Haiti.
Yeah, you should
so
just learn
Yolene.
How to learn to speak the language, lady.
I am speaking the language. I think I speak the language better than you do.
No, I don't know about that.
I am very well
versed.
Trained to speak
versed.
Your language.
Anyway, forget all that stuff, Yolene. I need to
Yolene.
Tell you. No, it's Yolene. We need to.
Yolene.
No, my name's Dave. I need to tell you about this.
I know.
Oh, I thought you were calling me Yolene or something.
You know, you're right. It's Yolene, and you're telling me my shoes is ready.
Well, no, I was telling you about a problem, Yolene. It looks
Yolene.
Like... No, I'm Dave.
Okay, I'm Yolene. You Dave,
oh.
I'm Yolene.
Well, no, you're pronouncing it wrong. It's Yolene.
It's Yolene. Okay, what just tell me about my shoes?
All right, so... So, do you have a charging cable already?
Yes, I do have a charging cable.
Well, is it the USB-C?
No, I don't.
Because it's got to be
USB-C.
Yeah, it's got to be the new charging standard for your shoes. That's how you charge them up?
No, I did not really charge them up. I went to your store in Gurnee, Illinois, and I bought them. And you are...
It's Gurnee.
What happened is you didn't... Gurnee. You did
Gurnee.
Not have my size. And you said I didn't have your size, and you bought them for me,
yeah.
And I paid you right then and there. So there's no
I know.
Charge.
There's a special order. I know how that works. But anyway, because you have weird size feet. But anyway, did you get a charging? Do you already have a charging cable?
Can I ask you something? What do you mean I got weird size feet?
Oh, you know that's why we always have to special order for you because your feet are weird.
You mean because it's a five? It's weird?
Yeah, you know, you've got those weird shaped feet.
But no, I got small feet. That is not funny. It's just weird. It's just small.
Well,
okay?
I'm not saying they're big. I'm just saying they're weird. They're weird small feet.
Okay, thank you. Okay,
you're
can
welcome.
Call them weird and but I have
You're
small
welcome,
feet.
Yolene. Anyway, there. Do you have a charging cable for your shoes already?
No, I don't.
Oh, because you didn't order the charging cable. The charging cable is 19.
I'm not buying no charging cable. You can forget that. I bought my shoes. I paid for them, and that's all I'm gonna do.
I know, but the shoes won't work unless they're charged up because they have batteries.
No, that's okay. I don't need them.
they're not gonna work with that.
You sound so silly. I have never worn Josh of shoes, so you know what?
Well, welcome to 2015, Yolene.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't care. I don't want to be in 2015.
Well,
my shoes ready?
Well, yeah, but they're not going to work unless you charge them up. And they actually arrived. They're dead. The batteries are dead, so they're not going to work.
Okay, it doesn't matter. I don't want no shoes that batterized because I don't need those shoes.
Did you just say batterized? And you're yelling at me for saying Yolene wrong?
Yeah, because you know what? If my shoes are batterized, I don't need them.
Wait, didn't you say you speak better English than I do?
Yes, I do say it. But you're telling me that I need to charge my shoes. And to me, to charge my shoes, I have to batterize them.
Yeah, you definitely have to batterize them.
Okay, you know what? You know what? You're funny and whatever. Is my shoes ready to be picked up?
Yes, but you can't wear them until you charge them up. They need a charging cable.
I am not going to charge them up. I don't need no cable.
Do you have an Android phone? Because it might be the same kind of charger.
No, I don't need no Android phone or nothing. Because I buy shoes all the time, and I will pick them up. When will they be ready to be picked up?
They're ready, but they're not ready because they're not charged up. You're not going to be able to walk in them unless they're charged.
No, I don't need to be charged up. I have bought shoes from you all, and I never had to charge them. So,
well, that's because these are new shoes. You've been getting crappy shoes before. You got the nicer model.
Okay, you know what? So you're telling me that has been selling me crappy shoes because I've been with you all for a long time. So you're telling me
They've had, you know, shoes that plug in for years now. Like, why do you buy the cheap ones?
I have never, you know, did that. So, okay. I'm sorry, but...
Do you remember who sold you the shoes? Because she should have sold you a charger.
No, she did not tell you to sell me a charger. Because if she had told you to sell me a charger, I'd have walked out the store because she knows. So...
Wow.
You're being funny and you're not
No,
funny.
I'm serious. Like, she was supposed to sell you a data plan with the shoes?
No.
What kind of data plan do you have with your current shoes?
I am data plan. I don't have no data plans with my shoes. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, you can pick up the shoes if you want, but they're not going to work because they're not charged.
That's okay. I'll wear them without them being charged. I've been wearing them for years like that.
Back to retro times. Brad Carter admitted.
I identify as a female.
Home loser war times. Brad Carter said.
I'm a secretary, in fact.
When he's almost committing crimes. Brad Carter admitted.
I use female restrooms, I carry a purse.
You wonder about Carol. Brad Carter laughs. Ask him if he's splitting personalities. Brad Carter says.
Yeah, but you know, whatever.
You ask him to watch another Carol show.
Okay, great. I'm definitely interested in that.
Now let's listen to a few conversations he's had.
We're drinking all, you know.
who's looking for someone to fuck.
I think I better be quiet before I get myself in any more trouble.
No big deal.
Hello, 420-6969.
I want to try something.
You can't do that. It's against our regulations.
I do all kinds of female things.
Whose idea was that?
It was mine.
I'm going to carry a loaded gun. I'm going to shoot. I mean it.
No threatening to kill people.
I kill better Chinese.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to The Snowplow Show, episode 480. That opening intro song was sent to me by Shergar Daddy. Thanks, Shergar Daddy, for making a song for the show. I really appreciate it. Today's show is sponsored by Todd L., B.I. Eber for Life, FOD87, High School Graduate, and Thunor. Thanks, you guys, for supporting the show over at patreon.com/phonelosers. Your support keeps the shows happening more often than they would otherwise, probably. And most of the people that support the show get access to the Hobosode archive, which is now up to 117 episodes of secret shows that you get access to for joining on the Patreon. Yesterday, I did one where I called some Craigslist people, and every single call turned religious, I think because it was Sunday. And here's a short clip from that.
Well,
I pay $900 a month here, so I'm just trying to make up. I'm trying to pay for the rent with water.
Yeah.
And I'm half.
God will not bless you doing that, something like that.
What? It's totally legal. It's in the contract.
Well, God will not bless you when you take advantage of someone else.
No, I'm not taking advantage of them. I'm just.
You are. You're taking advantage of your landlord, and God will not bless you. If you want to be blessed, you tell your landlord, listen, I'm being dishonest with you, and I'm sorry, and I won't do it again.
It's not dishonesty, you stupid motherfucker. It's a free water policy. That guy just did not understand that the free water policy, it's in my rental agreement. It's a long-term lease. There's nothing they can do about it. I was trying to sell him water because he runs a water delivery company, and I was going to give him water at like half the price he normally pays, and all he could do was tell me that God didn't approve of it and stuff. I'm just trying to make a honest and decent living. That guy has a problem with it. Thank you, newest supporters of the Patreon, including Tara Michelle, Michael S., Whoa There, Hooded Dude, Greg C., Smashing Pumpkins, oh my gosh, Smashing Pumpkins, huge fan, Duncan H., Antonia F., Ethan K., and Alexa Fart. Jeez, what? Wow, thanks, Alexa. I see why you chose that name now. That was a good one. Thanks a lot. Anyway, this is the show where we make phone calls to people that brighten up their lives, give them a little something out of the ordinary to talk about, something to laugh about with friends and family. That's what we do on this show, and I think that's what we need to do right now. I've got a great idea for today's show that's surely going to brighten up people's days.
Thank you for calling Sharps 2434. This is John. How may I help you?
Hey, John. It's Roy from the corporate office with Stripes.
Yes, sir.
I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
Yeah, give me just a moment.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can you bring my stuff to me then?
I sure can.
Hello?
Hello, is this the customer?
Yes.
Hey, that guy that handed you the phone?
Yeah.
It's actually his birthday. That's John.
So do I need to give him a good hard ass-whipping or just a good punch in the face for his birthday?
No, I was hoping you could sing happy birthday to him.
Hell no, my voice would be so bad it ain't funny, but there's two women here that'll sing to him.
Okay, put them on, please.
Excuse me, ma'am.
The corporate manager would like to talk to you. It's his birthday.
Hello.
Hello, could you sing happy birthday to John, that employee there?
Will I sing happy birthday to him?
Yes, please.
Hi, Becca. Yes, sing happy birthday to John. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear John. Happy birthday to you. Okay, there you go.
Could you sing it with more soul?
What?
With more soul and not so fast. You know, just...
I gotta go.
Really...
I did three of those.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is John again.
Oh, what'd you think?
It was great.
And two of those.
That's just how we wish our employees happy birthdays here at the corporate office.
26 Well, it's not my birthday. So thank you.
Wait, what? It's not your birthday?
No.
Ah, shit. I guess our records are messed up.
Whose birthday is it supposed to be?
I thought it was yours. I guess the records are messed up here. When's your birthday?
December 20th.
Ah, all right. Here, let me update the records here. All right, there we go. Okay, we'll get that. We'll call back and do that on your birthday.
John, not John, Sean.
Okay, we got you. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
I really like that lady's rendition of Happy Birthday. That's pretty good. I'm calling a convenience store called Stripes today. I don't think I've ever heard of them. Maybe I have. It seems to be a large chain down in Texas. And I decided to call them because I got this list here from Leon. Thanks, Leon, for sending a list in of convenience stores. He wants me to get people to hit the breakers. But I'd rather just make people sing Happy Birthday today, because that's fun. And most of these are Stripes, but then there's some other ones. There's a Shell station here. There's a Lucky One Food Mart. Here, let's try the Shell station.
Shell.
Hi, who's this?
Shell gas station.
Oh, which employee is this? This is John from the corporate office.
From what?
From the Shell corporate office. Yeah, uh-huh, yep.
Okay, what may I help you with?
Oh, who did I reach? What's your name?
My name is Carol.
Oh, hey, Carol. I just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Sir, are you in a hurry?
Yes.
He wants to do a survey on one of my customers.
I'll be right back in when
I start. He's got to go gas his vehicle up.
Oh, okay. There's no
when
other...
When did y'all start doing this?
Oh, we've been... Oh, for years now. Like, we just, you know, we don't get everyone every single week.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
This is Marcus.
Hey, Marcus. Is this a customer or an employee?
I'm an actual customer.
Oh, okay. I'm calling from the corporate office with Shell. And that
okay,
lady...
Nice.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
I said, yeah, no worries.
Oh,
I'm listening.
Great, yeah. That lady that handed you the phone, her name's Carol, and it's her birthday today. Could you sing?
Okay.
Could you just sing Happy Birthday to her real quick?
Okay. All right, Miss Carol, it's your birthday today, and I'm going to say Happy Birthday to you. Today's your birthday? Yeah, she's stating that today's not her birthday.
No, she won't admit it because she's ashamed of being old. She's so old. But just sing the song Happy Birthday. You know.
Hello.
Hi, can I talk to Marcus again?
Well, who is this?
It's Roy from the corporate office.
No, you're not from my corporate office.
Yeah. What do you say?
Y'all.
Yeah. Whoa, I just got yawned. Shit. I guess Carol didn't want Marcus to sing a beautiful song for her. Whatever, Carol. I think I'm going to stick to Stripes for a little while, and then I'll come back to Leon's list.
Thank you for calling Stripes, Cisco. This is Capri. How can I help you?
Hi, Capri. This is Roy from the corporate office with Stripes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir?
I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Yeah, give me just a moment.
All right.
I've called from the corporate office. He's trying to do a customer survey. Did you mind speaking with him?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right. They're just...
Hello.
Hello. Is this a customer?
Yes. Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. I'm calling from the corporate office with Stripes.
Yes, uh-huh.
And that girl that handed you the phone, her name's Capri. Do you know her?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Did you know it's her birthday?
No, I did not.
Could you just please go sing the happy birthday song to her?
Just for real?
Yeah, just like go
you
up.
Should have selected another customer.
Oh, no.
I want to tell you why.
Why?
I can't carry a tune.
I know, but
at
that,
all.
That'll make it more fun that way. Just like go up and just belt it out. Sing the song.
Am I having my leg pulled? Okay.
Oh, no.
Well, I'll
no.
go along with it. I'm a good sport.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Capri. Happy birthday to you. Is today your birthday?
No.
I've got my leg pulled.
No.
But I went along with it.
That was beautiful. I can't believe you said you couldn't carry a tune. That was awesome.
Well,
you should.
I think I'm getting some Blarney here.
Blarney.
But
no.
Go right ahead.
You should sing professionally. That sounded great.
Well, I've learned it at an awful late age.
Yeah, you better get with it. Get start.
Yeah, I don't think I need to be going to Nashville.
I don't know. Sounded pretty good to me. Don't
okay.
sell yourself short.
Excuse me?
I said, don't sell yourself short, sir.
Well, all right. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, thanks for shopping at Stripes.
Well, you're most welcome.
Have a nice day.
All right.
Bye.
Honey, are you aware?
Hello?
We just said thanks for shopping at Stripes. He said today was your...
Aha, they hung up. I was hoping she'd keep the phone off the hook while they talked about it. I should have just told her to set the phone down. Don't question me. I'm at the corporate office. Just put the phone down and talk about me. That's an order. Just because it's your birthday doesn't mean you get to ignore my orders. This is a lot easier than I thought it would be.
I'm calling Stripes 23. It's Kyle. How may I help you?
Did you say Kyle?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Kyle. It's Roy from the corporate office with Stripes.
Yeah,
I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
That's the first time I've ever heard of that happening.
Yep. I do this all the time.
But, I got a customer. I got several. Does it really?
It doesn't matter. Just any random customer. The nicest right. looking one, preferably.
Okay. Let's see. Let me ask this guy right here.
Oh, darn it.
Hey, sir, would you mind taking part in a customer survey?
Say what?
Would you mind taking part in a customer survey real quick with my corporate office that I have on the phone right now?
What?
They want to do a weekly customer service survey where they're just going to ask you a few questions about how our service is and stuff like that. Are you comfortable with doing that?
Okay. Yeah. Hello?
Hey there, it's Roy from the Stripes corporate office.
Okay.
And, hey, I was a little misleading with Kyle there. It's actually his birthday today.
Okay.
Do you think you could just, real quick, just sing happy birthday to him? His name's Kyle.
Happy birthday, Kyle.
No, you got to sing the whole song.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, you know, happy birthday to you. Do that one.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. Okay.
But you have to say to Kyle, start over, do it again, but say happy birthday to Kyle.
Come on.
The third line.
he just gave me the phone back.
Oh, darn it. I guess I'll take another customer then.
Okay. Would anybody mind taking a customer survey for my corporate office? Everybody's telling me that they're late for work and they're good and that they can't.
Oh, that's it. Kick them all out. Tell them no survey, no sale.
Unfortunately, we can't do that.
All right, whatever. All right. Well, thanks anyway. I'll just try back later, I guess.
All right, sounds good.
I hope you have a great birthday, Kyle.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
He's not even going to correct me. He's just like, whatever. It's my birthday.
Thank you for calling Stripes.
Hey there, it's Roy from the corporate office. Who's this?
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good. Who's this?
This is Maya.
Oh, hey, Maya. I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with and just do a quick survey with them?
No, so you're going to call back in the morning for that.
Oh, there's no customers in there?
I have customers right now, but not doing survey on the phone.
Well, no, you have to ask him. Just be, excuse me, can you please do a quick survey with the corporate office? That's all you have to do.
You want me to ask the customer there?
Yeah, just ask them if they can do a quick survey. It'll just take a minute.
Okay, well, she said no.
Oh, yeah, I didn't hear you ask.
She hear me saying and talking to you. I have you on speakerphone.
It doesn't sound like a speakerphone to me. I think you're trying to trick me.
Oh, no, sir, I'm not.
That's a really nice sounding speakerphone. It almost sounds like it's not on speaker.
It's on speaker, sir.
So the entire store can hear me right now?
Yes, they can.
Fuck!
There's nobody in here right now.
Fuck, shit! Oh, there's no one in there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I shouldn't just scream out curse words then.
Can you let me know when someone comes in? I'm going to yell curse words on the speakerphone.
Okay. Well, just call back in the morning, sir.
Well, no, just leave me on speaker. I order you. This is a direct order.
Have a good day.
From the corporate office. Maya seems like a very dishonest employee. I don't like her at all.
Thank you for calling Stripe Services. Pamela speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, hey, Pamela. It's Roy from the corporate office.
It's Corey.
This is Roy from the corporate office with Stripes.
Yes, sir.
And I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with? Just do a quick
customer?
Yeah, if I could just talk to a customer and do a very quick survey with them.
Anybody want to do a survey? Anybody? Nobody wants to do no survey.
Oh, tell them they get a free drink. They get a free drink.
You get a free drink if you do a survey. Nobody still wants to do a survey.
Okay, let's. How about a free 12-pack of beer? That's what we'll tell them.
Yeah, right. Free, is that serious?
Free candy bars. I don't know. Free fill up of gas. Anything that'll get them on the phone.
Okay.
But we just won't give it to them.
Hold on. Hello. Nothing is Mr. Bingo.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, hey.
I'll just
take this too. Is this a customer?
Yes.
Hey, that lady there, it's her birthday today. Her name's Pamela.
Uh-huh.
Can you sing happy birthday to her?
Happy birthday, Pamela.
You gotta sing it. Don't.
Not my birthday.
You gotta sing the song.
No. Her name's Pamela, but she said her day's not her birthday.
No, she's just ashamed because she's really old. Can you sing the song to her, though? That'll help her come around.
Well, who's Pamela? The other
one. Pamela, she's gone.
Oh, she's gone. You got the wrong Pamela.
Oh, no, no. I definitely have the right one. I know the other one's gone. Look, she just doesn't want to admit it's her birthday. Can you just sing the song to her anyway?
And then?
just please, please sing the happy birthday song.
He said it's you. But you don't want us to know. He said there's two Pamelas working here, sir.
Look, just stop talking and start singing.
Okay. Who's this again?
This is Roy from the corporate office.
Corporate office of who?
Of Stripes.
Okay, I don't believe you. Bye.
Why not?
Stripes, this is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer, it's Roy from the corporate office with Stripes.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
Sure, just a moment.
Thank you.
So, I was wondering if you have a couple of minutes to talk to the guy on the phone. He wants to do a customer survey.
A customer survey?
Customer survey.
Oh,
man. Sorry, you're the only one
in the store.
Am I? Yeah.
We can wait for someone else to stop by. Hello?
Hey, this is Roy from the corporate office with Stripes.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, I was being a little bit misleading. It's not actually a survey. That girl that handed you the phone, it's her birthday today. Could you sing happy birthday to her?
Sure thing.
Like the whole song?
All right.
All right. Her name's Jennifer.
All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jennifer. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, that was
and happy
great.
New Year, too, by the way.
That was great.
All right, here you go.
Hey, wait, hold on, sir.
What's up?
Hey, I'm just a prank caller. I'm not really with the corporate office. I was just messing
okay.
with you both.
Get a Camel Crush, please. All right, well, thank you for prank calling.
But I really like the song, you know? Like, maybe she'll go out with you now.
Sorry. I'm sorry?
But maybe, you know, you can get lucky.
No, that's all right.
Wink,
I appreciate
wink.
It. All right, here's Jennifer.
No, no, I'm offering her to you.
said he's a prank caller. Man, so he wants to hook me up with somebody. I'm like, no, I'm not.
Aw, she hung up on me. I was going to let her know that guy didn't think she was attractive, but I didn't get a chance to.
Now it's out of Stripes.
Hi, this is Roy from the corporate office with Stripes.
Mm-hmm.
And who's this?
May I ask who you're looking for?
No. No, who's this? Wow, whatever.
She's going to have someone sing to her, but I guess she won't now.
Hello.
Hello.
Sergeant.
Oh, hey, who's this?
It's Mike.
Hey, Mike. I'm calling from the corporate office with Stripes.
Yes, sir.
Is there a customer in there? I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. I need to talk to a customer.
One just walked in.
Okay.
Well, we got a cord phone. We don't really have a cordless phone.
Oh, that's all right. Just make them come over there. Tell them they need the exercise.
Tell them what?
Yeah, if you could just put them on the phone, that'd be great. Thank you.
One second. Hold on. We got, I guess, a representative from corporate. They want to talk to a customer survey type of thing.
You want me to put it over here?
Hello.
Hello, this is Roy from the corporate office with Stripes.
Yes, sir.
And that guy that handed you the phone, his name's Mike. And it's actually his birthday today. Do you think you could sing the happy birthday song to him? Just real quick.
Yeah, give me a minute.
All right, his name's Mike.
Okay. All right. The full thing or just a quick thing?
Oh, no, the whole thing. Sing it like you've all never sung it before. He'll love it.
The what?
Sing it like you've never sung it before. He'll love it.
No, I can't. You can charge him. Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'm kind of shy, so I'll do it right now. There's another customer behind him.
Okay, do it.
Yeah, no, give me a minute.
Oh, come on. It's okay if other people hear. Don't be embarrassed.
No, man, I can't.
It'll be fun. It'll be inspiring.
All right, man. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Michael. Happy birthday to you. There you go.
That was awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You're the best.
Yeah, no problem, man. I'll hand you. Oh, well, he's with the customer, but I'll hand him over to you right now in a bit.
Oh, can I talk to another customer?
No, they're gone already.
Oh, man. I was going to have them sing happy birthday to you.
No, it's not my birthday yet.
Yeah, it's not Mike's birthday either.
Here you go.
Hello?
Hey, did you like him in serenading you?
Yeah, I did, actually. My birthday is actually coming up.
Oh, yeah, you know, close enough. Whatever. We did our best, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I hope you have a good birthday when it happens.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Have a good one.
You too. Thank you for violating corporate policy and letting a customer come behind the counter because you guys are too cheap for a cordless phone. I didn't understand why that guy kept wanting to wait because the guy was still in there when he sang the song, or did I convince him to do that? Was he waiting for him to leave? Did he just not want to be rude and interrupt the transaction? I don't know what the...
Hi, this is Stripes.
Hi, this is Roy from the corporate office from Stripes.
Okay, let me get you to the manager.
No, it's okay. I'm calling to do the weekly. Who's this? What's your name?
Ayana? Yes, sir.
Hey, it's I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
Actually, sure. One just walked in.
Okay, yeah, just a quick survey.
Okay. Sir, this is our corporate office. They're trying to do a customer quick survey.
Yeah, how was it?
How long is it going to take?
It's like less than 30 seconds. It's really, really fast.
Okay, he said less than 30 seconds.
Hello?
Hey, it's Roy from the corporate office with Stripes.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Hey, this isn't actually a survey. It's Ayana's birthday, that girl that just handed you to the phone.
Uh-huh.
Could you sing happy birthday to her? Please?
One second.
Her name's Ayana, okay?
Hello.
Oh, what happened to him?
He said happy birthday.
Oh, no, he has to sing the song. We're going to have to kick him out if he won't sing the full song to you.
He said you have to sing the song.
I'm not singing the song, but I'm with you. Happy
birthday. He said he can't sing the song.
He said what?
He said he can't sing the song.
Yeah, he can. Anyone can sing it. It's easy. It's the easiest song ever. Call him an idiot.
No, that's me.
I know, but he won't sing the song, and that's mean. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, there she goes. We're almost out of stripes here.
Thank you for calling Stripes. How may I help you?
Hi there. It's Roy from the corporate office with Stripes.
Yes.
And who's this?
This is Vincent.
Oh, hey, Vincent. I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with and just do a quick survey with them?
Yes. Hang on 1 second, please.
Okay.
Okay. This is our corporate office. Let's do a survey with you. Would you do a survey with him? Do a survey? Answer some questions?
No.
She don't want to.
Oh, tell her she has to. She doesn't have a choice.
All right.
Hello?
Hello, yes. Ma'am. This is Roy from Stripes, the corporate office.
Uh-huh.
Hey, that guy, it's not really a survey. That guy that handed you the phone, his name's Vincent, it's his birthday. Can you sing the happy birthday song to him?
Oh, okay.
All right, yeah, just whenever you're ready, just stay on the phone with me and sing that. His name's Vincent.
Vincent, okay.
All right, ready, set, go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Benson.
It's my birthday.
He said it's not his birthday.
Oh, go ahead and finish anyway.
Happy birthday to you.
That was perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
But he's lying to you. It is his birthday.
Oh, okay, thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Have a nice day. Just hangs up on me. I had to call her back and yell at her for, you know, she's not authorized to hang up on customers. It's Vincent's job. She's trying to put him out of a job.
Thank you for calling Stripes. This is Terry.
Hey, Terry. This is Roy from the corporate office with Stripes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with and just do a quick survey with them?
Just a second, hon.
Okay.
Y'all mind doing a customer survey? One of y'all?
Right now?
Yeah.
How many questions?
I don't know. No, not right now. Huh?
Well, it's just, tell him it's like less than 30 seconds. It's really fast.
He said it takes like less than 30 seconds.
30 seconds, I'll do it. Give him his change, let him go. I'll do it.
All right.
Man, that guy's bossy.
Just a second.
Okay, what you got?
Hey, this is Roy from the corporate office. That girl that handed you the phone, her name's Terry, and it's her birthday today. Do you think you could just sing happy birthday to her?
No.
Why not?
I don't sing happy birthday, but happy birthday is to your birthday.
Why can't you sing it to her? Don't you like her?
No, not
you,
that way.
You don't like her?
Is this a real survey? Come on, dude.
No,
I got stuff to do.
It's not a survey. You can stop being an asshole. I'm just trying
to... I can't. I'm natural born asshole.
I noticed... Oh, no. Terry just hung up on me. She doesn't deserve a birthday song. All right, that was the last one on Google Maps. You know, I just searched Texas for the Stripes gas station, and I know there's more if you zoom in. In fact, it looks like I didn't do any in the area code that this list is in from Leon. So I've got more Stripes in here to call, but he also gave me other gas stations. I think they're all in the same town. So we've got this one here called Alon. It's a gas station. And they're not answering. It just rings forever. This prank is kind of like the old drive-through shenanigans video that we did years ago. If any of you have ever seen that, it's from the early 2000s. I guess it started with me and Cal, probably in 2000 or 2001. We came up with this genius idea of writing a sign to stick on drive-thru speakers that said, sing happy birthday to the drive-thru person and you will win a free meal. And people did it. Actually, here, I'm going to find it on the PLA channel. Looks like it was posted almost 10 years ago. I can't remember what the reactions were like on this one. Oh my gosh. So, yeah, there's me going to the drive-thru. And here's the first one.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Your father is in. Who is this?
So, and we were like in the parking lot, kind of at a distance, and listening to the drive-thru speaker with a police scanner in the car while videotaping. And we did quite a bit of that. Like, is there another one? Let's see if there's... Oh, yeah, here's another one.
Yeah.
He's awesome. That was Evil Cal saying, fuck yeah. Oh yeah, and a guy walks out and claps for one of the employees. And then, me and a couple other friends, Amy and Tammy, we did the same thing, except instead of happy birthday, we had them, tell a joke to the drive-thru person for a free meal. And that's a 10-minute long video. I don't want to go through that one. I'll have to link these in the show notes, though. Here, let me just go to a random spot in the video and see what joke we hear. Probably nothing.
Yeah, hey, you know what the redneck said before he committed suicide?
What?
Hey, everybody, look at me.
That was a good one. That was just a random person's hilarious joke to the drive-thru girl. I wonder if I could get people to tell jokes instead of just singing happy birthday, you know, through phone calls. I probably could, but that's not as fun as listening to them sing a song. I remember on that second video, one of the girls from the second video, one of the customers, sang Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to the drive-thru person. And then another one sang Let It Snow, because it was snowing outside. So here we are back at Stripes.
Stripes, Maria.
Hey, Maria. It's Roy from the corporate office with Stripes.
Yes, sir.
And I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
No, sir, not at this time. We just had a rainstorm, so it's been pretty quiet.
Oh, no, a rainstorm. Like, and nobody's, yeah, like, coming in from outside?
Well, they're putting gas, but they're not coming in. Like, there's just one person out there. I'll see if he comes in real quick. Oh, look, that, he's coming in.
Oh, my gosh. I was going to say, get on the speaker thing and be like, hey, get in here.
Welcome to Strike, sir. Do you have time for a little survey?
Not really.
No. Tell him okay. It's a 30-second survey. It's really, really fast.
He's going to the restroom. I think that's what his problem was.
can you go up to the restroom and put your ear against the door and listen and tell me, it's part of the survey, tell me if it's number one or number two? Please. Maria?
Yes.
Are you doing it?
Yes.
What's the verdict?
One.
Number one? All right. That's perfect. That's all I needed to know, really, is whether or not he's going number one or number two. Like, you don't think you have to listen longer, do you? Like, just in case?
No.
Definitely number one?
Yeah.
Okay. Can't believe you did that. Oh, is someone else there? Can they do the survey?
Okay. Ask, do you have 30 seconds to do a survey?
Sure.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, it's Roy from the corporate office with Stripes. And
yes.
It's not actually a survey. It's that girl that handed you the phone. Her name's Maria. And today is her birthday. Could you sing her the happy birthday song?
What's that?
Could you sing Maria the happy birthday song? That girl that just handed you the phone? Hey, you can't do that. If I was there in person, I would throw him out of the store for touching the employee hang-up button. I wonder if he's going to tell her it's a prank now. And then she'll tell him, like, whoa, maybe I shouldn't have gone and listened to that guy pee. Pee through the door. I can't believe she did that. She went up to the door and listened to him pee. What the hell, Maria? Can't do that.
Help you.
Hello, this is Roy from the corporate office with Stripes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I'm sorry.
Oh, who's this?
Michael.
Oh, hey, Michael. I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Yeah, hon. Give me one sec.
All right.
Sorry I keep calling you, hon. Hold on.
It's all right. I like it.
1576, you have a blessed day.
You should be like, have a blessed day, hon.
Okay, one sec, all right. Do you speak Spanish to me or no?
Ah, no, no. This is America.
I have a bunch of Spanish people right now.
Oh, man. Make sure they speak good English and they know American songs.
Let's see. Give me one sec. Diez ochenta?
Look around the room and racially profile everyone for me, please.
What do you mean, like, profile? Like?
Oh, no, I'm just saying, you know, like, I don't speak Spanish. I'm sorry.
Aquí está 20, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Gracias. Que buen día. Hi.
Can I get my register class again?
I'm 10. All right. Okay. Now, you want a random customer, you said?
Yes, please.
Okay. Give me one sec. Thank you. Gracias. Que pase buen día. Pretty much every here is nothing but Spanish people.
Oh, darn it. Okay, well, I'll just take my... I'll take a shot at one.
Okay. Give me one sec. $10.94. Okay, hold on. I may find somebody. Hold on.
All right.
You want a bag, hon? All right. You have a blessed day. Hey, Ira, you want to do me a favor? No. Come here. I have a customer here. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, for
real.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Ira?
No, that's not Ira. That's somebody else.
Oh, okay.
Who are you looking? What are you needing?
Well, no, I'm calling from the corporate office with Stripes.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that guy that handed you the phone, Michael, do you know him?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Did you know it's his birthday?
Really?
Yeah, can you sing the happy birthday song to him? Like the whole song? Please?
Is this like a setup or what?
Oh, no, it's not a setup at all. I'm from the corporate office. My name's Roy. I'm with the Stripes corporate office.
You really are?
Yeah, yeah. Could you just sing the entire happy birthday song to him real fast?
But you really are who you say you are.
Of course I am. I wouldn't lie about that. I'm a Christian.
Okay. Is that your birthday?
Hi? No, don't ask him. Just sing.
He claims it's not his birthday.
Yeah. He's just, it's because he's old.
Is it a joke or what? I don't know. It's because it's from Stripes.
Are you there?
Yep, I'm here. He didn't want to do the survey, I guess. I don't know what he's talking about with that birthday stuff. He was just.
$22.91.
He must be drunk. He's not driving, is he?
No. Oh, he's a gentleman that comes here every day.
Thank goodness. Man. Yep, I guess I'll just talk to someone else then.
Do you want to find somebody else?
Yeah. Anyone's fine.
Okay, give me one sec. Gracias, que pase buen día.
Yeah, he's lying about that birthday stuff. Don't listen to him. He's a thief and a liar.
Hold on. Thank you. You're blessed day. There's nobody else here but Spanish people, I mean.
Oh, man. Darn those Spanish people.
Is this like a joke?
No, I wouldn't joke. I was trying to do a quick survey, and that guy was drunk or something. He's making up things about your birthday. Did he smell like alcohol?
No, we have a bunch of Spanish people right now. Thank you.
Well, as long as they speak a little bit of English, that's good enough.
No. Nobody here, really.
Okay, I'm going to need you to go in the back room and flip all the switches then.
I'm sorry?
I'm going to need you to go in the back room and flip all the switches in the circuit breaker box.
I can't, I'm not allowed to do this. Locked up.
Just, like, blink the lights. Show them who's boss.
Is this a joke?
Oh, no, I wouldn't joke about this. I'm completely serious. I'm totally with the corporate office. There he goes. They lock up the breakers? They can't do that. It's a fire hazard. What if there was an emergency and he had to shut off the breakers? And it looks like we're all out of stripes. We have this other one here from Leon's list called Alsup's Convenience Store. Never heard of them, but there's two locations.
Alsup's, John speaking.
Hey, John, it's Roy from the corporate office with Alsup's.
Yes, sir.
And I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
A customer you can speak with?
Yeah, it's just for a quick customer survey.
Sure, let me ask him.
Okay, thanks.
Like to talk to him and give your opinion?
I'm not sure. both the gentlemen here are saying no.
Can you tell them, like, they don't have a choice? They either have to do it or they have to leave the store immediately.
That's a little messed up.
No, it's cool. It's fine. It's corporate policy. That's what they get.
I'm afraid that they don't want to, and they've done nothing wrong, so I'm not really going to kick them out.
Okay, like...
My manager's on vacation, so if you'd like to take it up to her, you're welcome to.
Can you beat on your chest and like, you know, like, stand tall? Like, stand, like, stomp your foot at them?
No. Why would I do that?
To assert dominance? Like, show them who's boss?
I'm going to hang up and take care of my customers, sir. You have a great day.
All right. You too. Thank you, John.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye. Location number one didn't work out too well. Let's try location number two.
Also to this, Angela. How may I help you?
Hey, Angela. It's Roy from the corporate office with Alsup's.
Yes.
And I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, yeah. Very quick survey.
Oh, no.
He said no.
Oh, well, can you tell him it's just like, it's 20 seconds. It's just like one question.
He said it's just like one question. He said no.
Can you be like, please? Like beg him? Just,
he's the one that, like, once he makes up his mind, that's it.
Ah, darn him. Okay, is there another one in there then?
Let me find one.
All right.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, is this a customer?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay, great. That girl who handed you the phone, her name's Angela. Is she still right there?
Yes.
Okay, it's actually her birthday today. Can you sing the happy birthday song to her?
Well, sure. I can definitely do that.
Okay, great. Whenever you're ready. Her name's Angela.
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Angela. Happy birthday to you. That worked?
Yeah, that was great. Thank you so much. Is she happy about the song?
She's confused.
Oh, no. Why is she so confused? Are there other customers there around you?
No.
Oh, man, I was going to say, you should get like a whole chorus of them and sing to her all at once. That would be that'd be
just
epic.
Just me.
Huh?
Nope, just me.
All right, well, you know, you did the job of like five men.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome for calling you a man. All right. Well, I hope you have a nice day and week and everything.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for making Angela's birthday just a little bit better, even though she'll probably deny it's her birthday.
Okay.
You know how women are.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yep. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Man, that's what I need to do. I need to get a whole bunch of customers all at once to sing a birthday song. Maybe I should just get a bunch of people together and go around. You know, like Christmas carolers? Except instead of Christmas carols, we'll just go to random stores and sing happy birthday to people. Get like 12 of us. That's what I should start doing. So it looks like all we have left here from Leon's list is a truck stop called the Circle Bar Truck Stop. So let's see if they pick up. I don't know about this one. Like, what the heck's a circle bar? And they won't even answer the phone. It's been ringing forever, so I guess we're not doing the circle bar truck stop. And that's the end of the list. Thanks, Leon, for the list of numbers. Sorry I didn't make them hit the breakers. I tried with that one, but apparently they locked the breakers at that store. I guess it's time for voicemails.
Hello, Bradley.
Hello.
It's human garbage.
Hey, human garbage.
Man, I just wanted to thank you again for the shows you're putting out there.
Aw, you're welcome.
I anticipate becoming a Patreon very soon.
Human garbage.
Patreon. God damn it, that's so fucking dumb. The name
I know.
Is so stupid. Anyway.
It's a stupid name for a site,
isn't
it?
I'm going to give you some money, you hobo. Aw,
thanks.
I wanted to say thanks again for all you do. I got a group of dirty pirate hookers that work in the Network Operations Center, and we always put your stuff on Fridays. We love you, man.
Why just Fridays?
Amazing. Thank you for inspiring all of us to...
Who do you listen to on the other days?
Be better at what we do so that we can thwart people like you.
That's great. Dirty pirate hookers? What?
And you ought to call him show sometime and tell him what a dirty faggot he is. All right. Later, buddy.
All right. I'm glad that I'm inspiring dirty pirate hookers to be better people, I guess.
Hey, man. I have a confession to make for you.
Oh, great. For me?
Oh, this is Kirsty, by the way.
Hey, Kirsty.
I haven't listened to the show in like 3 months.
What the hell?
I feel really bad about it.
You've been a sponsor of some of the shows, and you're not even listening?
I need to go to confessional and, just repent for my sins.
What's more important than this show?
I've got the next 3 days off of work, so that entire time up on the show. So I'm excited about that, and I'm so fucking sorry, man. I really am.
It's all right.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about it.
All right. No problem. You're forgiven.
Okay, that was a moment of silence. Bye!
Not really, because I was talking the whole time. I think she said she's going to get caught up, though. Like, her phone cut out there for a second. She either said she was going to get caught up, or she wasn't going to support the show anymore. I couldn't tell which one.
Hi, Brad. So, you said that I was going to support the thing that I was trying to say is that
Jesus.
I had this dream routine, but now I ruined it because I can't listen.
Yeah, your phone is awful. Go find a shitty payphone somewhere else and call in. That'll probably sound better.
Hey, Brad, it's Corbin guy. Hey,
Corbin guy.
Yeah, and I always have incredibly awesome things to say.
Of course you do.
I got this idea today, so please bear with me, all right?
A minute and 20 seconds,
everyone. Payphone. The disrespect and the uninstallment and the shutting down of the payphone system has actually caused the future pandemic, which is going to kill everybody.
Oh, crap.
Okay, now, again, follow me here. Payphones used to spread a lot of common colds through the ear and mouth pieces.
Yep.
But hey, a lot of common
especially
colds
in America,
means that there's
we don't have payphone sanitizers
of resistance to future colds and such. Now that everything is cell phones and disconnected and not touching each other, what does a disease have to do? A disease is forced to become airborne find a way to reach its common host. Because it no longer has a payphone. Disrespecting the payphone, shutting down payphones, taking out payphones.
We're all fucked.
Payphones disappearing is causing
We're
the
fucked.
Death of all of humanity that lives in this big fucking shit cluster.
You heard it here first, everyone.
Hey, love you guys. Hey, you're doing some good shows. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Corbin guy. I'm glad you're listening to the shows. Unlike What's-Her-Face.
Hey, Brad. RBCP, this is Mr. Tomato Head. I hope you're doing... Well,
yeah, just swell.
I've got a fast fact for you.
All
you remember
right.
The old Circuit City stores?
Yes, I do.
and they're gone.
Yes, they are.
But are you aware that CarMax is a relic of Circuit City?
No, I'm
whenever
not.
Whenever you drive by CarMax, you can get that old wistful feeling.
Yeah, because I really give a shit about Circuit City.
Expand your horizons there, Brad.
Yeah,
love the show.
Thanks.
You're just about the best in the world. Thank
Why,
you.
Why, thank you. Bye. So you're saying I should be calling up CarMax and asking them questions about my Windows 95 machine? Is that what you're saying? That sounds fun. I should
Hey,
do that.
Brad. I love to leave a message. Today is July 6, 1978. Mm. Well, no, actually, it's July 6, 2018, right?
Oh.
So I'm like 40 now, okay? It's my birthday today.
Happy
and
birthday.
I would like to thank...
Hey, how fitting.
I'm barely drunk right now. Please excuse me.
I should have a customer sing happy birthday to you right now.
I would love to thank Mary from... Lazy Days, RV Park in Tampa, Florida, actually since Sifner, Florida.
Okay.
And all the people who celebrated my birthday.
This guy's giving a birthday speech.
And Lazy Days, the exit train in Sifner, Florida. They celebrated my birthday. And I would love to thank them right now. And
everybody else who's helped me out, you know, gave me Be Right. May no give drink give me, you know, my birthday cake. I'm just reading it here. This will be much faster, everyone. You're welcome for this. Also, Doug and Carla, who I don't know, they also gave me Spears and everybody who's helped me out there my birthday and made me feel like I was on cloud nine. I would love to thank them for doing that. Please, hello, is birthdays this voicemail to go through it? Because, you know, birthdays are no one every year, and now I'm 40 and my name is Greg. And I just want to thank those who thanked me for being here, you know, and thank you all. Bye-bye. There you go. Great birthday speech. I really enjoyed that one. That was the best birthday speech I've ever heard. Good job on that.
Hi, Brad. It's Nico. I was just calling today because I wanted to ask you to play a call at the beginning of the next episode.
Oh, man.
It's okay. A call you did with Yolene. We were talking about batterized shoes. I just love her laugh. She's, like, uncontrollable pretty much.
Batterized
If you wouldn't mind playing that,
shoes.
It's from the June 12th, 2015 Snowplow Show, Homeowners and Yolene, and it's about 40 minutes into the show.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
I'm going to do it. Maybe I'll do that on today's show. Maybe you've heard it already. Maybe I'll find that for the beginning of today's show. If not, though, I'll get it on the next one, maybe.
I'm playing that. It's from the June 12th, 2015.
I don't even remember which one that is, but I'm going to try and find it for you.
Hey, Brad, it's Max Power. So I just had a really quick idea.
Hey, Max
Power. I'm
fairly
confident it'll work. You can call up, waste management and, like, other trash collection agencies.
Yeah.
Like city or whatever have you.
Yeah.
And then tell them that you That's lost something valuable when the trash got picked up and that you want them to go start digging through their trash to go ahead and see if they can find the item that you're looking for.
Okay.
And you can get pretty creative and like I said, I'm fairly confident it would work for a show.
Maybe.
So other than that, keep up the great work. We all appreciate what you do and cactus.
Okay. I wonder if they would do that. They're probably used to that. I bet you that happens a lot for real. They'll probably have an answer all prepared for me about why they can't do it. Unless I say I'm with the mayor's office, they have to do it for the mayor. The mayor controls everything. The mayor will withhold the trash people's paycheck if they don't dig through the trash for her. And they don't want that. It looks like that's the end of today's show. Thanks, everybody, for calling in. Hope you enjoyed the happy birthday episode. Thank you, Todd L., B.I. Eber for life. Or wait, no, I'm sorry, B.I. Eber for life. Not Eber, it's Eber. Durr. FOD87, high school graduate, and Thunor. Thanks all five of you for sponsoring the show today. If you'd like to support the show, it's patreon.com/phonelosers. Last week, supporters got a whole episode of me driving in my car and talking to myself, so it's totally worth it. I tried to make calls, they just didn't work out. I should have just done happy birthday calls in that episode. Let's end today's show with some cactus smoke. Here's the PLA radio song.
Coming straight out of Roy, New Mexico. So don't touch that dial and don't touch that tone. We'll call you up on your telephone. We'll call you up and pose as your phone company. Inquire about 900 numbers that cost a lot of money. And when you're frustrated and you don't know what to say, we'll inquire politely, does your wife know you're gay. Yeah, you better pick up or we'll hack your voicemail. Tell people to fuck off and go to hell. Yeah, with RBCP and the rest of the gang, calls can get crazy and downright insane. When we visit your Facebook, you'll always get 5 stars. We love your cactus entrees and your glory holes on large and well padded. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. We'll hack your brain, make you insane by the time that we're through. You'll be scratching your head, what the fuck did I just do? So lock the doors, flip off the breakers, get on the floor. I've got some blue Gatorade for you to pour. I'd like to bid $5 million on the cactus. Go ahead, hang up on me, there's plenty more of us. We can mob your radio station all damn day. Who the fuck bids on the radio when we've got eBay? Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. God help you if you answer our Craigslist ad. You're so easy to fool that it's really kinda sad. And we can't be held responsible if we make you mad. Can you believe our parents said this was just a fad? Yeah, we're crazy awesome hackers and we're very self-reliant. You ask us why we do this, we say that it's for science. So don't call the cops, don't even bother to sue. At 12 o'clock at midnight, fuck you. Every Monday brings a tear to my eye. Why did Mildred Monday have to go and die? Her sons were so beautiful and so kind. We should call them back just one more time. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. Yeah, we'll give it away that it's a prank call. We don't give a fuck, not a fuck at all. This is the PLA radio show, coming straight out of Roy, New Mexico. So don't touch that dial and don't touch that tone. We'll call you up on your telephone. That dial tone, though.
That's a little messed up.